You're listening to the Untaming podcast.
Rewild the Child.
An anthropological,
biological,
cross-cultural,
evolutionary,
and physiological approach to childhood from preconception to adulthood.
Hi, my name is Emily, and this is 10 Questions in 10 Minutes with the Untaming podcast. I have two children who are 5.5 years and newly turned 3 years, and I live in Waikawa, New Zealand. My hometown is Christchurch, and I've also lived in Auckland, New Zealand, Toronto, Canada, Munich, Germany, and in rural Portugal. So question number one, what are your 5 favourite series? So choose just one medium. I will go with books. My top 2 series by far, they're like right up there in a league of their own, are Outlander by Diana Gabaldon and Clan of the Cave Bear by Jean L. They're definitely by far my favourite series. Also, the 7 Sisters series by Lucinda Riley. Anything by Jodi Picoult. Technically, it's not a series, but I know some of them kind of overlap the storylines a bit. And last one, the 1 Second After series by William Forstchin. I'm not sure if I pronounced that last name right. So the second question, what were your 5 favourite series as a child, or would have been if they were around when you were a child? So once again, I'm going to choose books. I loved the Babysitter's Club and also Goosebump books. Anything by Enid Blyton, like The Famous 5 or The Secret 7. My 4th one would be Animorphs. I don't think that was quite as famous as the others, but I really like that. And for the last one, I would say Little House on the Prairie, but I've recently heard of the Birchbark House series, which I think that would have been right up there if it had been around when I was a child. Question 3. As a child, what did you want to be when you grow up? Okay, so for basically my entire childhood, I told everyone I was going to be an actress and they would see me on like the big screen in Hollywood one day. But beside that, I also wanted to be an author or an architect. But by architect, I think I just really wanted to create the floor plan for my own home, and I still do. I still really want to be an author, so hopefully one day. And on top of that, I always took it for granted that I would be a mother. I assumed that it was an inevitability. I think I was in my teens before I realized, you know, not everybody can be a mother even if they want to be. So I was very fortunate that way. Question 4. Putting aside all food sensitivities, allergies, and ethical restrictions, what is your dream meal? Okay, so for a starter, I'd have like a seafood platter with like crayfish and prawns and mussels. I'd have like lots of buttery sort of sauce to dip it in, and to drink I'd have some tomato juice. And for my main, I would have a wild venison lasagna with lots of tomatoey, cheesy sauciness, and then a side of flavoursome greens like wild rocket and asparagus and fennel and garlic and onion greens and anything else with like a nice strong flavour. And to drink, I'd have some clean spring water. And then for dessert, I'd have like a nutty, chocolatey, berry fudge brownie topped with chocolate ice cream made from raw milk and with some chocolate milk to drink made with some creamy raw milk. Okay, question 5. There is a natural disaster. All of your family, friends and animals are safe, but you can only take 3 keepsakes or personal items with you. What are they? Okay, my first one, I'm going to steal this answer from somebody else, which is all of my books. I don't know how realistically or logistically feasible that is, but that's what I'd like, all of my books. My second one would be more practical, period undies and like my moon cups. And the last one, I'm just going to say my water bottle because I hate being thirsty and I'd like to have water with me if it's going to be a while between having access to clean drinking water. Question number 6. What is an aspect of rewilding you really want to improve or learn more about? I'm going to say foraging. I don't have a lot of knowledge here, and I would love to actually know what I'm looking at when I'm out and about walking around and looking at all these different plants. Question 7, what is one part of natural movement you're trying to improve for yourself? So I actually have two here that I'm trying to improve at the moment. One is, I think it's called kyphosis, hyperkyphosis. It's like where your head goes forward. You'd say it's like your posture, but you get it from like sitting in a chair, or I've noticed from if you wear like a backpack without the chest strap on and you like hunch your head forward. I think a lot of people have it these days from, you know, sitting at desks, leaning over or looking down at their phones. So I'm trying to pull my head back more to correct that. And another one is long distance looking. I know especially one of my eyes is not as strong as the other. So I try. It probably looks ridiculous to everybody else, but I'll often, if I'm outside, I'll like close my good eye and like just look at something far in the distance and, you know, scan along like the ridge line of a mountain or watch like a bird in the sky, just improving the muscle in my slightly weaker eye. Question 8. You've suddenly found yourself 20,000 years ago living in a small band hunter-gatherer group. Without saying why, what do you find most challenging and least challenging? I think what I would find most challenging would be having to do something crafty, like having to make my own tools or clothes. Not that I'm not eager to learn that, but I just don't think I'd be very good, or I think I'd take a very long time to get the hang of doing it. Least challenging, I think, would be parenting, for all the reasons that this entire podcast has ever covered. Question 9, what is your favorite medium to learn through? A physical book, reading on a screen, listening to an audiobook, watching a video or other? So hands down, for me, that is a book, if I haven't already made that clear with all my other answers. But if it's like in-person learning, then for sure it would be doing something hands-on rather than having to follow instructions. The last question, question 10, in no more than 20 words, what do you see happening globally over the next 200 years? Civilization collapses slowly. Disease, climate, famine. Population drops. Global ecology, biodiversity, waterways recover. Surviving humans, hunter-gatherers, horticulturalists. Harmony restored. And that is my answers to the 10 questions in 10 minutes. I hope you enjoyed. Thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can join the discussions on our Facebook and Instagram pages. To hear more, subscribe for free on the podcast app on your smartphone. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and all of your favorite podcast platforms. If you would like to offer feedback or suggest a guest, email us at untaming.podcast@gmail.com.